You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
When I needed to find treatment and care for my mom, I really struggled like finding the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
We're here to help.
Experts will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
Speak with a local senior living advisor and call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors who can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Call today.
Republican President Candidate Chris Christie says America needs experience in the White House. People want someone who's made these decisions as a prosecutor and as a governor. I've made these decisions and we'll be making that case in New Hampshire around the country. Christie tells ABC's Good Morning America that voters want somebody who has made tough decisions. Christie says he's made those kind of decisions as the district attorney and governor of New Jersey. The latest Quinnipiac University poll out today shows Christie with just 2% support.
And good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of Modern Design. Today, we're going to continue what we've been talking about in this morning's show about decorating for the holidays. And I do believe I have a good friend of mine on the line who's going to talk a little bit about his take on the holidays and decorating. Are you there?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. Welcome to, I should say good afternoon, and welcome to Modern Design. Today, we're going to continue our morning show, and that is talking about decorating for the holidays. And there's so much to, actually, the holiday decorating, from simple things like paper white bulbs and doing things like that to outside decorating in pots if you have a terrace or a patio, to trees, to garlands, to so much represent holiday, so many different colors, so many different things that you can do to celebrate, and so on. And it's always nice to get feedback from what you're seeing. Now, you're a diehard New Yorker.
Yes, actually.
So I always look to inspiration of coming into the city, because you just see such beautiful and sometimes, you know, unique things that you don't see in out this neck of the woods and our suburbs and so on.
The Fifth Avenue is really beautiful. They strayed a little bit away from the traditional stuff that they've been doing for the last 4 or 5 years. There's some variations now that are just completely different. Van Cleef & Arpels, Harry Winston's Window.
Uh-huh.
The Big Snowflake has additional lights on the side of it, which is new.
And oh, yeah.
Town, yeah, it's very nice. Mm-hmm. Something different.
The snowflake that hangs above Fifth Avenue, does it? What stores does that hang between? It's pretty close to the
place. Yes, it's on 57th Street.
Okay.
And it corners Tiffany's,
uh-huh.
Van Cleef, and Bergdorf.
Mm.
And it just dangles from the top of the street. It's really beautiful.
In your estimation, when you're going down Fifth Avenue, who would you say probably has the prettiest windows? Or is that different every year?
It's really different every year, but Bergdorf's always is a stop and stare.
Uh-huh.
I always love theirs.
Right.
And, of course, if you want to trek all the way down to Lord & Taylor, theirs is always worth the walk.
You know, it's funny Right, it's funny where Lord & Taylor is situated, because it's off that sort of concentrated beat. But to me, consistently, especially last year, I thought they had the most tasteful and the prettiest windows.
They do go all out. They have all the animated figures, and they make it a village almost.
Right, right,
you know,
right.
Doing his job.
Have you gone down to Lower Manhattan at all and seen anything interesting there? You know, I started, I'd say probably like in the late 90s, I just noticing in Lower Manhattan, them using restaurants and so on, using colored lights, but all one solid color. I was in a restaurant and the lights were a warm gold. They were little, instead of little white lights, they were sort of a soft gold color. And I started to incorporate some of that stuff early on in my holiday decorating to do things that were a little bit different or a little bit unusual.
Yeah. It is true. It's also, you know what I noticed? That they're starting to do the actual physical part of the building, the trim, highlighting it out. You know how Cartier always does theirs like a box, like their red gift box.
Right.
And they are outlining the building now with the lights in... just framing it, and it's all one color. One thing I don't particularly like are the, I think they're LED lights.
Right.
They say it's white, but it's a blue.
Right. It really is. It's like a very cool blue.
Yeah.
Right. And it doesn't really work everywhere.
It doesn't.
You know, have you gotten to, I know the tree lighting, I think, is tonight in Rockefeller Center.
It is.
I don't particularly like actually the lights that they've been putting on the tree the past couple of years, because those are colored LED lights, multicolored LED lights. But do you know around the tree where all the bare branches are? They're wrapped in a light like I've never seen before. It's a very clear looking light, and it almost looks like ice. I don't know if you've noticed it, that like all the bare branch trees in the center around the Christmas tree. And that really has something to me that stands out. That light that it gives off, that look really stands out, and it's really beautiful.
It really is. That's new. But yeah. I agree with you about the lights on the tree. I'm not particularly crazy about the LED.
No.
But unfortunately, that's what they're doing now.
That's the wave it's all about, you know.
Efficiency.
Right. How about yourself? Because you're someone that doesn't necessarily always do a tree. And I say to people, you know, you don't have to do a tree. First of all, you don't even have to be religious to do holiday decorations. But you want to do things that, you know, you can take a thing as simple as getting a bag of oranges and then putting some cloves in the oranges and putting them in a beautiful bowl. And that could be holiday. You know, you pair that with maybe some white paper whites on a sideboard, and that could be holiday, right?
That
right.
Christmas tree. You know, I don't know why people assume that just because it's called a Christmas tree,
right.
It doesn't have any religious significance. It's
right.
Just a tree.
Right.
You know, I mean, like a hamburger is not made of ham.
Right.
It's just a tree that's out at Christmas time.
But I think beyond the Christmas tree, there are so many other things. And there are people that are in different situations, whether someone's elderly or not able to, you know, or maybe in an apartment or a situation where that's not feasible. There are certainly other things that you can bring to the table. And one of the things that you and I both discuss is we love the scent and the look of starting your paper whites in November and then having them during Christmas week be, you know, at their peak.
I bought some the other day, and I've been forcing them.
Right.
So I have two blooms right now, but I never put up a tree. I haven't had a tree probably in about 10 years.
Right.
But I just put some garland around the mirrors and put in the crystal bowls. I'll buy some balls, different. Right now I have gold and silver.
Right.
And I never go with too many colors. I just like to keep it one or two colors.
Right, monochromatic and metallic is always very nice, I think, that or a combination of matte and metallic is very nice. And right, you don't have to necessarily, and I say this all the time on my show, you don't necessarily have to do red. You can do silver, you can do gold, you can do, you know, bronze and gold, you can do purple and gold, you could do, you know, so many other colors that you can do that work well with it. Another plant I don't know if you've tried is amaryllis. Have you tried doing any amaryllis bulbs?
I'm not doing any this year, but I usually do.
Right.
I do like them. I like the ones that are mixed. They have the white and the pink together.
Right.
I like those especially.
Yeah, I've even seen...
My paper whites are my favorite because I just love when you walk into the apartment and it just hits you.
Right, and the scent is so beautiful, and visually it's so beautiful. But you know, the thing you might want to even try too is that the thing with the with if you do with clementines, and then you put cloves in them, and you have a bowl of them either on the coffee table or around the house. They have a wonderful scent to them as well, and that's also another thing that you can do that can look nice and pair.
I never thought of that.
And pairs very well with the white color. In general, we talked. You had been on a guest on the show before, Colin, and we talked about previous years about white trees. Any place you've been out where you see white trees, or do you see more of the traditional green? Last year, I saw a lot of white trees. In fact, in between my morning show and this afternoon show, I went to my store here in Flemington, New Jersey, and put up my white tree. I have a navy blue wall that's about 14 feet. And against it, I didn't want to do a green tree. I did a white tree with gold, silver, and bronze ornaments, and it really pops against the navy. Are you seeing white trees at this year?
I haven't, but I really haven't combed the city too much
right.
In the last few days. But I know where they'll definitely be the most beautiful tree that is always overlooked, and that's at the Bloomberg Building.
Really?
Which, yes, it's between, let me see. That is 59th and 58th Street.
Wow.
And it's right by Le Cirque.
Uh-huh.
And it's blue 1 year, and it's silver 1 year, and it's white 1 year, but it's probably about 40 feet tall.
Oh, my God.
Gorgeous. Yeah. It goes in the circular driveway, and it's like a little outdoor atrium.
Wow.
Real, they do just a nice job. That's an overlooked tree.
Wow. No, that sounds beautiful. And it's a place that our listeners would like to go to if they venture into the city during the holiday season. And I always say, you know, if you can't get in because you're busy before, I think one of the best times to go in and to look at that stuff is between, if you're off between Christmas and New Year's, get in on those days and go take a look at that stuff. Just because, you know, Christmas is the month of December. So that, you know, after Christmas is sort of a nice time, or between Christmas and New Year's, if you will, to get into the city and look at those things.
Christmas and New Year's is a great time.
Exactly. You know what I did notice in the past couple of years? I haven't really seen them out yet, and I was looking for them to talk about on the show, is that they've done a very good job with poinsettias the past couple of years of doing hybrids and coming out with other colors other than red or the white, which is sort of a yellowy cream color. And I've been seeing in the past couple of years some sort of almost a marbled look. I don't know if you've seen that. A salmon pink color. Mm-hmm. And even now last year, I saw sort of like an orangey pale peach color. And I thought, wow, they really have, you know, done a lot with those. And those have gotten very pretty.
You know, there's another thing I would tell you. Without having the traditional tree.
Right.
Hammacher Schlemmer, you can even look at it online. They have this beautiful, it just pops right up. It's a poinsettia tree.
Right.
And it's all pre-lit. It's really very cute.
Uh-huh.
You know, a small space too, in a foyer.
Right.
That's really nice.
Exactly. And, you know, you had brought up about garlands. One of the things that I also like to do on any sort of a perch, if you will, if you have a fireplace mantle or a sideboard or a counter, is to get some greens, even if they're quality synthetic greens. And then you can nestle in some things that you like in there, some beautiful, you know, Christmas balls, some clusters of some beautiful decorations or picks, if you will, and put them in. And you can light that, but you can just have something there. You don't necessarily have a tree to look festive.
And fresh garland by the foot.
Right.
With, holly in it. You could put that outside on your fence.
Right.
Threshold, and it will last forever.
Right.
The holly is the trick because that really does hold up.
Right.
And you can either put lights or not.
Exactly. Now, as I understand, you have a terrace space, and one of the pictures in one of my trade magazines had an outdoor terrace that was in the city, and they just had dwarfed boxwoods planted with some white lights in them, and I tell you, they looked so beautiful and festive. I kind of like the boxwood look around Christmas time.
It's really, you can put that, actually, you can even get these little hedges,
uh-huh.
and they come pre-lit. It's really nice to have that outside. As long as your building allows it. I love the look.
What do you think about, I always say that I'm a big fan, and I had gone the past couple of years out here in the western part of the state over towards Lahaska, Pennsylvania. They have a beautiful display of lights over their acres of property there. And every tree is done in sort of white lights, but every single one is done in a solid color. So you'll see at nighttime, you'll see a beautiful tree that's like a lavender color next to a tree that's sort of all done in green. And I tell you, it's absolutely magnificent. So it's made me have an affinity for colored lights, but all one color.
I love the work that you've done on the store windows, mm-hmm. the photos that you posted on mm-hmm. Facebook. It's really, it's different, and it's nice. And again, it doesn't have any religious connotations.
No, it's just celebratory, right?
Exactly. It's
right.
It's the season. It's like if you would put out magnolias in September.
Right.
You know, it's just something dramatic and just shows the season.
Right. Well, I tell you, one of the things you brought up is something that I actually like. If you have a magnolia, if you have dried magnolia, they really look nice. You can dry them. In fact, I have one in my family room that I put up for Christmas years ago, and I let it dry out. So I have it every year. And the magnolia leaf is sort of brown on one side, like a rust brown. And on the other side, it still has retained some of that green. And that's pretty also to incorporate in either an arrangement for pots outside or to use inside. And you know, that's also a nice thing to do. Have you seen a couple things that I've noticed this year is I'm seeing a lot of white, which I think we've discussed before, clear glass and white. And also I've been seeing some square wreaths where people are putting out a wreath, whatever it was, either using Christmas balls or using pine cones, and they're making a square shape. Have you seen that before?
No, I haven't. That sounds lovely.
It actually is quite nice. And I'm seeing a lot of... the past 2 years, I've been seeing the combination of people do want to use red on their decorating or Christmas tree. They'll pair the red with like a citrus green, like a light citrus green. And that's a way of sort of making it, I think, a little bit modern. I've seen sort of a return to plaid. I've been seeing a lot of tartan and decorating and that stuff I like because it's very traditional. And lots of pops of metallic and silver a lot. And silver and red, I think, are a nice combination for Christmas.
Ideas for a hostess gift. You know, I mean, the wrapping of it or something a little bit unusual.
Right.
Something different.
I always think to me, anything that's related to something floral, like a plant or so on, something like, you know, like paper whites, like an amaryllis, something like that, that you can appreciate after the guest has left is always something that's quite nice to do. I'm a big fan of that at Christmas time. I always give, if I'm going to someone's house, an orchid. And actually, at this time of year, believe it or not, orchids are relatively inexpensive. And, you know, when all that Christmas stuff goes away, if you have a beautiful white orchid, that's something that you can appreciate in the doldrums of winter. But not necessarily anything in particular. One of the other things I was talking about in the morning show is that I worked on a foyer table recently for a project that I was doing for Christmas. And we got all different types of vessel vases and cloches all in glass. And I actually did the table in candy, which doesn't sound like Christmas, but it actually was. It's a big round foyer table. And I got, again, a lot of different footed glass jars with lids on them. And I did a lot of ribbon candy and a lot of like gum drops and so on, all of one color. And those are the things you wouldn't typically think as Christmas, but when you come together in a display, it was quite beautiful.
Ribbon candy, that's so good. No one does that anymore.
No.
See that. I remember that from my youth, and I haven't seen that.
These are the things that I think that were Christmas, and they were so beautiful that people kind of forget about, and we're so busy, we do it. And I want to sort of delve from a decorating perspective into some of those things and sort of make them new again, because I think we all get into a thing that we have our Christmas boxes, we just put it up, we're busy, and we don't think about stuff we can do. Another thing that I found this year and I love is, I don't know if you're familiar with, is bottle brushes.
For
Christmas. They're like little, they look like little brushes, if you will, and they can be any color, and you gather them together in a collection on a mantle, and they're very nice as well. Yeah. But again, things that I think are unusual, things are very of the season, but not necessarily something that you would definitely think of as nice. You know, even if you do little white candles in votives, that can look very holiday. You can just pair that with some, like you said, some holly or some greenery or some boxwoods and, you know, on a foyer table. And that could look nice as well. Any other spots in New York where you've seen anything that's quite beautiful, or it doesn't have to even be this year and years past, that stood out as Christmas? I like to go to the lobbies of hotels, some of the hotels, like the Plaza and the Pierre and so on, just to see what they're doing, you know?
Yeah, I haven't been there since they did the changeover. Mm-hmm. You know, they turned it, when it was a hotel, it was
right.
Beautiful with the palm court.
Right.
But I haven't really seen the inside. I mean, without the Oak Room, to me, there's no Plaza Hotel.
Right, it's very different.
It is. But the St. Regis always does a beautiful job.
Uh-huh.
They, and the Pierre, of course, they do a great job.
Right, right. Yeah. I'm loving, we're talking in the morning segment too about the use of branches, whether you're doing them inside or you're doing them in an arrangement. I always think that bare branches, either beautiful white branches or, well, that's New York in the background, that's for sure. Bare branches, or now I've seen a lot in arrangements this year, people are using wild dogwoods, and a wild dogwood branch is a normal color during the season, but in December it actually turns a beautiful natural crimson red. It's not dyed, and I've noticed seeing them a lot in arrangements this year, both internal and external. And even taking a beautiful pot, if you will, in your house and filling it with white branches, and you could put ornaments right on the branches, and that's also a nice look that you could do on a side table or so on without doing a tree.
I think it's, you know, the minimalist look and just something sleek. You don't always have to overdo it.
Right.
I love the, you know, the cones and the ideas. It's just a poinsettia and a few little things here and there.
Right.
It just changes the whole mood and the whole atmosphere.
One of the things that I've been using, we're speaking of cones, is that form that it looks like a cone, like a Christmas tree, and you see them around a lot this year. I've been using those to decorate chests, tables, things of that nature. It really requires no maintenance whatsoever. They're very easy to put away. They can be stacked. And those are nice. There are wire forms that look like a Christmas tree. And then they're embellished in sort of, you know, silvers or golds or some sort of metallic color. And those are very pretty as well. I've seen them around a lot this year. And I've been using them a lot in especially my commercial decorating, because they're easy to take care of. They don't break and so on. And I think they've also come a long way as far as making synthetic Christmas balls really look like glass. I guess you don't agree with that.
Are they clear?
No, I mean colored Christmas balls, because there's nothing better. And you had said this, and I did this morning before I left the house. Take your Christmas balls, especially if you have all one color. It's nice if some are matte and some are shiny, and just put them in a bowl. I mean, that takes no effort whatsoever, and the look is amazing.
Yeah, that's what I did this year. And, mm-hmm. I have so much of my mom's crystal, and I just like to do stuff like that.
Right.
And actually, paper whites, I used to grow them years ago, mm-hmm. And they grow so well in them, in the crystal with just marble chips.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was nice.
What's the typical lifestyle for the period of time, I'm not saying the right words, of the life cycle is what I meant to say, of when you have the bulb in before it's at its peak? Is it 3 weeks? Is it a month?
It's about a month. And you can speed it up a little bit like I did with these. I put it in the sunlight and just for about 3 hours every day, right in the direct, and I had opening blooms in 2 days after that.
Right.
But I try not to keep it there too long. Otherwise, they just all open up too quickly, and then they get limp.
Right.
There's always one or two that you have to tie up, and that kills it for me.
What I've been using to extend the life, because a lot of times they do get top heavy, is that I like to get raffia. And if you tie them in raffia sort of at the center, it's actually a nice look to keep them going, because they still have the smell and the flower head, but they won't, you know, it helps them from looking nice when they start to get sort of top heavy.
Yeah. I have to get kids, and that is a good idea.
Right. Any other things that you've seen or where you like? I was talking a lot about unusual color combinations, and I'm an observer. I look, and I can just go out and literally look and not buy anything, and just get, you know, see the creativity that's out there. And one of the stores that does a really nice job with Christmas decorating, I think, an unusual combination is Tiffany's. And Tiffany's uses sort of like a beautiful signature robin's egg blue with silver in their trees, and then the Tiffany box, of course, with the white ribbon, the grosgrain ribbon, and it's so beautiful. I think people should explore using maybe some other and non-traditional colors in their home during the holidays.
I think I'm losing you, my connection.
Okay. But yeah, so I was saying about Tiffany's having doing a really nice job with their trees and using sort of a robin's egg blue and silver in their decorating, which is something that I think most people don't think of using as a seasonal color, but it can be, as long as it's done in the right way, it can be just as powerful as using reds and greens. I almost think that reds and greens don't even work well together anymore. If I did red, I'd probably do red with silver. And if I did green, I'd probably do green with gold and, you know, do them different because I think they pair better. So, and I think the biggest thing is, like you say, you don't necessarily have to do traditional. You do what works well for you. If a tree doesn't work well for you, you can do a beautiful bowl of ornaments. And that can, you know, I have a client that has had beautiful collection of shiny brights. And we just put them out in a big bowl, and that's it, you know. And it really, really looks nice. But you can do things that when you wrap your presents, you coordinate with those shiny brights, and you do those sort of beautiful soft colors in your wrapping paper, and that in itself is a decoration.
I'm going to go downtown during this week, mm-hmm. and I'm going to scope out a couple of great buildings, and I promise I'm going to call you back next week.
All right. Well, report back to us. I'll be excited about that. I thank you for joining us on Modern Design, and you have a great day.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, listen, we're about to take some commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Let Stowaway Self Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Ho, ho, ho. It's that time of year to come out and enjoy the Hunterdon Holiday Parade, sponsored by my good friends at Hunterdon Radiological Associates. This year, all my friends and I will be parading down Main Street in Flemington starting at 5 p.m. on Sunday, December 6th, snow or shine. Ho, ho, ho. Thank you to ShopRite of Flemington, the Flemington Bid, the Borough of Flemington, Liberty Village Premium Outlets, Fusco's Rental World, and Witham Smith and Brown for their hospitality to me and my elves. If you miss it, I may need to recheck my list. I'll see you there. Happy holidays.
I love coming in after that promo. It seems so festive, and especially today when we're talking about holiday decorating, the sound of the season. Well, we are here in the thick of it now with the holidays, the Thanksgiving holiday being this past Thursday, and getting through Black Friday and then Cyber Monday. We are in the thick of it. Now's the time, if you haven't started already, to get your house in shape for the holidays, to do those things that are going to make it look special when you entertain, particularly if you have children. But even if you're a child at heart, as many of us are, it is nice to have some remembrance of the past and how we decorate, but also to make it festive and wonderful in a modern way. Before we go to the news, I think we have a little bit more time to talk about some of the things that I've been working on and so on. And one of the things that I continue to say that I like this season, I see a lot of, is a lot of branches. I see branches being used, bare branches used, and being embellished in a lot of different ways. In fact, in downtown Flemington right now, I notice down Main Street, every pot has both white and red branches in the center of the arrangements. And I think branches are great because they can carry through the winter months, and then you can pull them out in March, and then we can start the spring stuff. But at least there's some visual image there. I'm very, one of the things that I like to do is, because I live in a very wooded environment, is I will go to my boxwood plants, I will go to my holly plants, I'll go to my branches that I already have and not spend any money, and go ahead and cut a variety of those things. And then before the dirt freezes, you can put those things in your pots. So then even after the Christmas holiday in the winter months, there's something in that pot that can stay there. So that's always like a nice trick to do. And actually, if you do it well, it could be very good. I like to take different types of evergreens and stick them in those in that dirt in those pots and make sure that it's packed tightly, you know, with, again, if holly, if you have it, or you know, and some branches and so on. And you can make a very beautiful arrangement that will stay all winter long. And typically it's something that the deer won't touch because they're out of the picture for the winter months. And if they're out, that not necessarily what they're looking for. So that's another thing you can try as well. All right, we're about to come up to news, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design Christmas edition.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S. is deploying a new force to combat ISIS in Iraq. At a Pentagon briefing, Army Colonel Steve Warren says there will be around 100 troops that will be part of that force.
We're not going to talk about how or when they'll be deployed or the means or methods they'll do their work. This simply represents another capability that we bring to this fight and that will be additive to all of the other things that we're doing to accelerate our work against ISIS.
Carter says the new targeting force is separate from the deployment of about 50 special ops troops in northern Syria. That group will be primarily involved in training and assisting anti-ISIS rebels. The defense secretary pledged to deal ISIS a lasting defeat, but said it will take time. The White House says President Obama will veto an amendment in the Senate that would repeal parts of the Affordable Care Act. The administration says the amendment would result in millions of Americans remaining uninsured or losing the benefits they already have. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates or low minimum payments, and before you know it, you owe thousands of dollars in credit card debt. It has happened to millions of good people just like you. But here's the good news. Thanks to a powerful program now approved, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and even reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. That's right. Our nationwide nonprofit program is helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments. Call 800-991-6376 now. The call and information are free. Credit Guard has helped over 500,000 people with their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-991-6376 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-991-6376. That's 800-991-6376. Again, 800-991-6376.
Opening statements are underway in the trial of a Baltimore police officer accused in the death of Freddie Gray. The jury was seated this morning, and it'll hear the case against Officer William Porter, the first of six officers to go on trial in Gray's death last spring. Prosecutors say Porter neglected to seek medical attention for Gray when he said he was injured following his arrest. Gray's death of severe spinal injuries touched off violent rioting and looting in Baltimore. The Fed chair says there's enough economic growth to support a December rate hike. Speaking today to the Economic Club of Washington, Janet Yellen said that while the economy has come a long way, additional data could affect the central bank's timing of a rate increase. Economic indicators have slipped lately with lower numbers in manufacturing and retail sales. Interest rates have been near 0% since 2008. The last time the Fed raised interest rates was June of 2006. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Threats against black students at one New Jersey college has been shown to be a fraud. More from senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
2 weeks ago, messages sent on Twitter threatening black students at a New Jersey college was labeled further proof of racism against blacks. Now it's been discovered the threats were actually sent by a 24-year-old black woman who was part of the protest at Keene University that was the subject of the threats. Police say Caleb Simone McKelvey is an alumni and former homecoming queen of the university. She left the protest to go to the school library, create a fake Twitter profile to send the threats, then went back to the protests and told people about the threats. University President David Farahi condemned McKelvey's actions.
No cause or issue gives anyone the right to threaten the safety of others.
McKelvey faces a preliminary hearing in 2 weeks. I'm Jason Wirt.
Donald Trump says collateral damage is inevitable in fighting ISIS. The Republican presidential frontrunner tells Fox News' Fox and Friends that you have to take out their families. He says he would not want to go after the families of terrorists, but would have to. The White House says President Obama will veto an amendment in the Senate that would repeal parts of the Affordable Care Act. The Senate is set to hold a final vote tomorrow on the amendment. And the number of new cases of diabetes in the U.S. is dropping. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the rate of new cases fell by about one-fifth from 2008 to 2014. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
And we are back with Modern Design. We did have a special guest in this morning to discuss what was going on in New York City for the holidays, and he'll be going to report back to us on an update of what he sees out there in some of those wonderful hotels and venues on Fifth Avenue and what we can do to make our house look special or what you should go out and see during this holiday season. So let's get to the weather. It's currently, there's light rain, fog and mist with 52 degrees. It is actually feels pretty warm outside. This afternoon, 100% chance of heavy rain and patchy fog with a high of 54. Tonight, there's a 60% chance of heavy rain, then patchy fog and a slight chance of showers with a low of 42. On Thursday, there's a chance of showers and mostly sunny with a high of 50. On Thursday night, it'll be mostly clear with a low of 33 degrees, so there will be a drop in temperature. On Friday, beautifully sunny with a high of 48. On Friday night, it will be mostly clear with a low of 33. On Saturday, beautiful and sunny with a high of 50 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 32. And Sunday, it'll be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 54 degrees in time for the local holiday parade. So it looks like after this bit of rain that we've been having, we're going to transition to some nice clear days ahead, which is great. And great to get outside and get your lights in the trees and your decorations done. Some of the things that I've observed this year, and I love to look at trends, is I'm seeing that people are doing these lights in trees. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but they look like shapes, like stars or whatnot. And they look like they're an LED light, but they're not blue at all. They're very white. It almost looks as you're putting an ornament in a tree. They're a pretty big size, and I see people doing this a lot for decorating. I'm wondering if you guys out there that are listening to me are seeing this look. I'm seeing it on a lot of properties. It's sort of kind of a new look. It looks like you're, again, doing an ornament in an outside tree, but it's an LED light. So that's something that I'm seeing that's trending. Branches I'm seeing everywhere I look are trending a lot. Also, the ornamental kale, I'm seeing people doing their pots, both commercial and their own house, using the ornamental kale, particularly the white one, because they kind of hold up, and those look nice in pots, if you will. And I had a list here from one of the decorating magazines that I picked up last night called Country Sampler, and they were talking about some color combinations for the season. And the first one that was popular was red and silver. So we're seeing a lot of red. Instead of red with gold, seeing red with silver. And that pairs nicely, again, with like a tartan plaid. That's a great look, whether you wanted to do a country look or a traditional look or even a contemporary look. Plaid is back. Plaid is something that's become very popular. And again, so that's a nice combination. It then says here, it says... wow, green and gold. We talked about that in the morning show, that green and gold and natural elements like pine cones and natural, you know, sort of natural elements in green and gold is another combination to try in the magazine. The third combination was the bronze that we had talked about. Bronze and gold is a combination that we're seeing a lot of. In fact, one of my biggest jobs this weekend, I did bronze, gold, and silver, and that's nice. Fourth on the list here is silver and shades of silver and white and clear glass. Now, that's something that I'm seeing a lot in contemporary applications where people are just taking white, silver, and clear glass, which doesn't give you a lot of color, but it gives you a lot of reflection and shine. And that's something that can be very, very nice as well to go with white. In fact, if you're going to try more of a contemporary type of house and you want to do something modern, why not try a square wreath on your front door instead of a round one? I'm seeing them both in live materials like greens and so on, but also in, you know, dried materials. And square is kind of nice if you're going to do modern. If I was decorating a modern house, I'd probably do a square wreath on the front door and do it probably in white in some sort of a natural element, and then just use a lot of silver and clear glass and white on the tree and then tie that into the gifts and so on, and lots of paper whites, and then put them in a planter that's terracotta, but then silver leaf it or do silver leaf paint. And I think that's a beautiful contemporary idea for you. something that you can do. All right, so we're going to take some commercials, and I'll go back and we'll work more on this list of color combinations for Christmas from Modern Design.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back. I'm Rich Kaderi with Modern Design here on Wednesdays on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. We do two shows here live each Wednesday from 10 to 11. We do Modern Design, and that's usually a show where we bring in somebody that I work with in the industry, and we talk about everything from home fashions to landscaping to gardening to all sorts of decorating and how you can make your house special. We take you to where you can go to get the best deals and so on. And we will continue in 2016 providing that with a great list of guests for our 2016 calendar year. In the afternoon, we do our show, which is more of an interactive show, called Modern Design 2. And we have our phone lines open. We did have a caller in today. We talked a little about, he's a New Yorker, about what he's seeing in New York City, what's trending, what's looking good, what buildings should we go look at, what hotels, the lobbies, who does the best thing. Our caller said that the Time Warner building is something that we need to check out. And not the Time Warner building. And that's actually a building that had been on my mind because they do a nice job there. The Bloomberg building is the building he said that we should check out. And they do a gorgeous tree every year. If you've ever been to the Bloomberg building, it's absolutely beautiful. A couple of years ago, I was there and I thought, my God, this building is so underrated. It's a spectacular building in Manhattan. And I think many of us are so busy we don't get into the city enough. I know I find every time I go in, it is a hassle, but when you get there, you really get, you know, you get challenged, you get some really neat ideas. And I like to, in my business, I like to sort of take as many pictures as I can and try to incorporate some of this sophisticated style out here in the country and do things that are, you know, a little bit off the beaten path. I think that's always fun to bring something else to the table. Anyway, I'm talking about Country Sampler Magazine Christmas Edition, and they're talking about color combinations this year. So we talked about the red and silver. We talked about the green and gold. We talked about the bronze. And last we talked about the white and silver and how that works well with a contemporary application. Another one here is purple. It's saying purple and teal. And that's not one of my favorite color combinations, but I did use that a couple of years ago. I had a woman that had a Victorian, and she wanted to use purple with like a teal green. And that's a combination that I've done in the past. Again, not my favorite. I'd probably tweak that with some gold in there too, or some silver as a third color. So that's something that we can do. Not on this list, but something that I saw the past couple of years is there's sort of a blue and green and the sort of peacock kind of a look, peacock feathers. I've been seeing that the past couple of years in decorating where they do sort of like a peacock tree. So you'll have like lots of like sort of navy or royal blue, and you'll have sort of that green color and then peacock feathers. And that is a look that I'm seeing a lot in trees. Also, the bronze continues, that sort of coppery bronze color continues to be popular, typically paired with gold. But gold and silver added to any color always, you know, work well and extend it very well. And most people are not so typically crazy about blue on a Christmas tree, but I really like it. I think it stands out and it's beautiful. I've done blue and gold a lot. Even blue and silver are wonderful. And again, if you're not of a Christian faith and you wanted to work with them, blue and silver, and not do a tree, of course, you could do that in a mantelpiece. You can get beautiful greens, and then you can tie in with floral wire, blue and silver ornaments. And again, no representation of any religion, but just sort of reflective of the season with a color that's nice. Blues and silvers or cool colors are nice because, they reflect cold and winter, and we're going into the winter. We're in the winter months now, so that's always reflective and nice. Green always works well. And again, live plants at Christmas time. We talked about the paper whites, which is one of my favorites. If you're not familiar with paper whites, they're a bulb, usually an exposed bulb that has a lot of green. And at the top comes a beautiful white flower that's very, very heavily scented. And it's very reflective of the season. We also talked about that trick of getting oranges, either regular navel oranges or even the clementines, the small oranges that are very popular during this time of year, and then putting cloves in them. Now you can't eat them after you do that because they'd be too pungent, but you put cloves in them. They make a very beautiful, when the cloves are decorated around the clementines or the oranges, you put them in a bowl, and they can be on your coffee table, your sideboard, what have you, and they have an unbelievable fragrance. And I think the fragrance is very part of the season as much as visually the fragrances of the season. Cinnamon is always something we think of as Christmas time. You know, oranges and cloves are also very Christmas time. Those heavy, warm scents are all very festive at Christmas time. Another combination that it says here is red with citrus green, and we talked about that in the morning show today. Instead of using a sort of a traditional emerald green, go with like a citrus, like a yellowy green, and that's kind of a nice combination. I have that in my own house with the citrus green and the red, and that kind of makes it a little bit contemporary or a little bit more up to date as well. And definitely incorporate small amounts of live greens inside your house as well. Even if you have an artificial tree, I have artificial trees all the time because I put them up as early as I can and I leave them up as long as I can. And you can't do that with a real tree. So if you can't do that, then usually typically on my mantelpiece, whether I go out and harvest it or I buy greens, I like to nestle ornaments in them and just have them, you know, scattered around on mantles or a place that that doesn't get touched much, and you have the scent in your home. Here's another tip for you, something I've been doing the past couple of years when I'm looking to get branches of evergreens for my home, either for inside or for outside to throw in my pots. You can go to anywhere that they cut Christmas trees. You can go to the big box stores like Lowe's and Home Depot, or any nursery or any tree farm. When you go to get a tree, even if you're not going to buy a tree, trees are always trimmed at the bottom. So typically what they do, if you have greens, they put them in a huge area, container, what have you, and you can say, can I take your scraps or your greens? That is a fantastic thing to do. It costs you nothing. You can put them in your car, take them home, fill your pots outside with them with mixed greens because the trees are of different types, so they look beautiful together. Or you could put them, you know, as a base for a mantelpiece for you, and you have that fresh smell without spending anything. So that's another tip that I'd like to do, pass along to you. And I've been doing that for the past couple of years now, and it's kind of a nice tip, and it costs you nothing. Another thing is when you're going to do greens to decorate the outside of a house, typically if I'm working on a colonial house, I like to do a round wreath on the front door of one type of green. But then in my garlands, I like to go up and over and around the door I like to do mixed greens, and that is not just one type of evergreen, but mixed evergreens. Even some things like a juniper that has a little bit of yellow on it and has a nice scent of it is nice to incorporate in that. And mixed greens are really nice for swags and for decorating both outside and inside, but particularly outside at your door, because when people come in, they'll have that fresh smell of evergreens, yet they won't dry out because they'll be in an outdoor environment. But mixed greens for anything that you do outside, instead of doing one type of green, are always very pretty, whether you mix a boxwood with a spruce and then have some maybe a blue spruce, so you have a difference of color and texture in your greens. That's always nice for outside. Some of the things that I like to do is I have an antique sleigh that was from a family member, and it's a little bit worn out, but I always like to put that out around my side door with some greens around it and display that. Get some of those old items out that are winter or seasonal, and you can always incorporate them in your decorating as well. And nothing says holiday more than candles. So make sure, I was saying in our Thanksgiving show that the battery-operated candles now are just amazing. They've come such a long way, and they're very nice because, you know, when you're hosting a holiday, it's very easy to lose track of a candle and, God forbid, have something happen, especially if you have a live tree. But take a look at, go out there. Pottery Barn had unbelievable candles that are battery-operated, and if you incorporate them in a hurricane or in some glass, you cannot tell. You absolutely cannot tell that it's not a real candle. And they're safe. They go for hours. You don't have to bother with them. And that's another nice thing for Christmas. So if you do that, you could use, if you're using a battery-operated candle in glass, in like votives, you can take those free greens I was talking about and nestle them and have a terrific look for a mantle, a sideboard for a dining room, or what have you. And cost you almost nothing to do that. All right, we're coming up to the end of the hour, and I see some last tips is definitely when you're decorating this week or this weekend, make sure that you try something new. Make sure if you're bringing out all your boxes, maybe go out and just buy, let's say, buy a box of maybe like a royal blue, or buy a box of purple, or buy a box of a color that you don't know, and just add them to your existing ornaments, you know, and incorporate a little tinge of something else. Put it in your wrapping paper. Take a color that you love, or take a color that's in your house. Say you have a lot of orange in your house, and you're doing your tree, your normal tree, and you say, you know what, I'm going to buy a box of something that looks like copper color ornaments. And then when you do you wrap your gifts, get one roll of paper that's a copper, like a copper color, and add them into your gifts, and see that what that does to what you already have. It adds something. It gives it a little bit of a newness to what you already have. It doesn't take a lot of money, but it really could make a difference. All right, I hope I've inspired you today with both our shows on holiday decorating. Get out there today and this weekend and make your houses as beautiful and as festive as they can be. And we'll see you next week right here on 100 in Chamber Radio for our next edition of Modern Design. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S. is deploying a new force to combat ISIS in Iraq. At a Pentagon briefing, Army Colonel Steve Warren says there will be around 100 troops that will be part of that force.
We're not going to talk about how or when they'll be deployed or the means or methods they'll do their work. This simply represents another capability that we bring to this fight, and that will be additive to all of the other things that we're doing to accelerate our work against ISIS.
Carter says the new targeting force is separate from the deployment of about 50 special ops troops in northern Syria. That group will be primarily involved in training and assisting anti-ISIS rebels. The defense secretary pledged to deal ISIS a lasting defeat, but said it will take time. The White House says President Obama will veto an amendment in the Senate that would repeal parts of the Affordable Care Act. The administration says the amendment would result in millions of Americans remaining uninsured or losing the benefits they already have. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates or low minimum payments. And before you know it, you owe thousands of dollars in credit card debt. It has happened to millions of good people just like you. But here's the good news. Thanks to a powerful program now approved, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and even reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. That's right. Our nationwide nonprofit program is helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments. Call 800-991-6376 now. The call and information are free. Credit Guard has helped over 500,000 people with their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call